This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last night, Netflix surprised fans of its popular show Orange is the New Black by releasing the third season of the show 6 hours ahead of its originally scheduled middle-of-the-night premiere. As is typical for Netflix, all the episodes are up just waiting to suck you in. And it's not just streaming services posting an entire season at once. NBC has put all the episodes of its Charles Manson drama Aquarius online. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looks at what you might call all binge, all the time you give us 22 hours, we'll give you the whole series.
When you cozy into your couch for a multi-episode, multi-hour reunion with Piper Chapman this evening, or this afternoon, or even this morning, take comfort.
Maybe this is exactly where I am supposed to be right now.
You're in good company. Well, at least you're in my company. We don't know how many other people binge-watch Netflix shows. Netflix isn't generous with its data, which may be part of the reason NBC is doing its own come-and-get-it experiment with Aquarius.
I think what they're looking for is information.
David Bushman is the television curator at the Paley Center for Media.
I get the sense that everyone's watching. CBS, Fox, CW, and so on are all watching to see what happens.
We're special. We're powerful. We can change everything. I'm Charlie Manson.
All right. Don't oversell it. Sure, it's a big deal that NBC posted the entire season of Aquarius online at once, Netflix style. But it doesn't change anything. Everything. It seems, at least from the outside, this is not going to be the show that rewrites all the rules. Bushman doesn't think we're headed to a world where every show is instantly bingeable from the moment of its creation. But television and the way we watch it is changing fast. Grant McCracken is an anthropologist who studies American culture and has researched binge-watching for Netflix. He expects more and more experimentation.
We have this idea that there'll be one set of standards, and I think that's what we're on the verge of now, is a world where there is no single set of standards.
Throw out formulas for length, storytelling conventions, style, when and how often episodes are released.
And I wonder if we're not just a few years away from a television in which all of that variability is built into TV as well.
Changes in what we watch and how we watch require a change in marketing and how what we watch gets paid for. But if producers figure that out, television is only going to get more and more fun. Now, I got to go. I got some binge watching to do. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.